biblical prohibition of lo tachsom shor b'disho. It means that you're not allowed to prevent any kind of living creature from eating when they're hungry, especially if the food is nearby. If that applies to shivarim, it probably applies manyfold to a human being. And every word I'm saying is delaying your breakfast. So maybe it's a higher value not to say anything and to fulfill lo tachsom shor b'disho. I ask mechila. Maybe it makes more sense to eat and then to. Is it okay? What? Tzar balei chayim. It's okay? What? Sorry? Vershut kvod harabanim hadgulim vanichpadim shlita. I hope that each of the rabbanim has a special bracha in his personal life and a special life connected to this great yeshiva, all gateways of bracha, especially on this great day of tefillah. Special bracha to the entire yeshiva. It is a very great privilege for me to share a few ideas on this holy day in honor of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. V'tehezena v'ineinu v'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. We ask Hashem three times a day to be able to see God's return to Tzion and Yerushalayim. Although I do admit that the simple reading of this text, the simple pshat of this tefillah is, we're asking God, we're beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be alive. Allow us to see it. Allow us to be alive at the time of the great return to Tzion. But I believe that there's another way of reading this tefillah. V'techezena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. We're asking Hashem that when it really is happening, when there really is Shivat Tzion, Hashem, please allow us to see it. V'techezena einu ein ba'al hanes makir b'nisal. Often, the very person experiencing the miracle is blinded to the very miracle right in front of their eyes. Great light, strong light, can surely be illuminating, but very great light can often be blinding. Each of you is experiencing the miracle right now, today, here. It's nothing less than miraculous that we're able to celebrate in Yerushalayim after thousands of years of longing. Do we see it? V'techezena ineinu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. Hundreds of millions of times. That's not an exaggeration. Hundreds of millions of times. I think it's more. Am Yisrael b'chol makom shehayu prayed over and over again. V'Yerushalayim ircha b'rachamim tashuv. And here we are. Imagine the joy of all those who uttered these tefillot. If you would be able to afford them the very privilege that each of us has been granted. Imagine somehow contacting and connecting to the countless numbers of Ahainu and Achyotenu of history, and invite them to dance with us today here in Yerushalayim. Would they see the miracle? Do we see it? Will we pray constantly for a certain happening and then it's actualized? Do we realize that our prayers have been answered? Are we in some state of Ein Balanes Makir Benisa? I was thinking this morning of all of the recitals of Birchat HaMazon since the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, each and every time, the Birchat HaMazon included, Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, Al Yisrael Amecha, Val Yerushalayim Yirecha, each and every time incorporating, Uvnei Yerushalayim. And we're sitting together in Yerushalayim, and we're marching in Yerushalayim, and we're praying in Yerushalayim, we're celebrating Yerushalayim. It's the culmination of all of those tefillot. Binyan Yerushalayim, right before our eyes. You all know that each time any of our brothers or sisters over the last 2,000 years, every single time that they ate a piece of cake, every time they enjoyed some cookies, every time they had some pastries, they not only thanked Hashem for the food, they made sure to include a tefillah for Yerushalayim, for Binyan Yerushalayim. Imagine, you're sitting in Spain, in Portugal, in Italy, in France, in England. Imagine enjoying a snack in Iran, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Morocco. And without fail, every single time, you're praying for the rebuilding of that geographically far-off place called Jerusalem. World therapists mistakenly thought that our nation is in need of group counseling. They thought that we need help to deal with the bitter reality that we were driven out of Eretz Yisrael, that we were driven out of Yerushalayim. And they thought never, chas v'shalom, to return. They accused us of living in denial. But they were wrong. Am Yisrael is in Yerushalayim. You're here to testify to that. You know, our nation never got married without connecting, without feeling, without praying for Yerushalayim. No wedding in history, no wedding in the Jewish community ever took place without Yerushalayim. Oh, Shema, Ba'arei Yehuda, Ubechutzot Yerushalayim. Every single bride, every single groom. Unfortunately, there were long periods of time, maybe very long spans of time passed, without any weddings, God forbid, in Yerushalayim. The prayers of all of those chatanim and the prayers of all of those kalot, all of them are answered right now. Bezrat Hashem, those who are not married yet, maybe you'll be part of the fulfillment of that also. Each of you should find your spouse in the right time. I mean, it's beautiful to get married anyway, but Yerushalayim is like... All the chatanim and all the kalot's prayers answered right before our eyes. I read that one great Rav posited that he thinks that there are more Jewish weddings in Yerushalayim than perhaps anywhere in the whole world. V'techazena inena? Do we see it? In the past, when there was death in the world, Bezrat Hashem, bila hamavet l'netzach. But remember in the past when people left this world, and remember in Ashkenazic communities worldwide, part of the process of comforting the Avelim, part of the process of dealing with the sorrow of the mourners, had something to do with Yerushalayim. Imagine the bereaved families in Russia, in Poland, in Czechoslovakia, in Hungary, in the darkest moments of their lives, they're hearing about Yerushalayim. B'toch sha'ar Avelei Tzion v'Yerushalayim. Rav Shimon Schwab, Zatzal, was the spiritual leader of the German Jewish community in Washington Heights. And he often told of his meeting with the Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen, the author of the Chafetz Chaim. And I was very moved when he said, that the Chafetz Chaim asked the following question. Everyone knows that one of the long-time miracles, the long-standing miracles in the Torah, most miracles took place just once. Spontaneous miracle and it was over. But the Torah records, it's recorded in the Chumash, it's recorded in the Sefer Yehoshua, 40 consecutive years, the Jewish people experienced some kind of heavenly food called man. The Gemara teaches in Masechet Yoma, as well in Midrashic sources, what was the taste of the man? In the Torah itself it speaks about taste. But there's some kind of tradition that the man tasted according to the concentration, willpower of the person consuming the man. You were interested in a certain delicacy, you were eating the man, and somehow that's how it tasted. Yeah. Rav Schwab said, the Chafetz Chaim asked, what was the taste of the man if the person eating it did not concentrate at all? Just put it in his or her mouth and ate the man. He suggested, I'll read his language, Mayatamo shel haman, b'fiv shel adam, shelo itbonen bo, lo itbonen klal, b'sha'at ha'achila. Tzarich lomar, al kachacha, lo haya ha'ish hazeh, to'em me'uma, ba'achilato, et lechem ha'shamayim. V'rak ha'mitbonenim, heim ta'amu, kol ha'ta'amim ha'hem. He suggests it didn't taste like anything. If you didn't concentrate, if you didn't look into it, if you didn't think about this great heavenly blessing called man, it was tasteless. But continues the Chafetz Chaim, umamash kemo zeh, tiyeh biyat ha-Mashiach, shehi hitgalut ha-Shechina b'chol ha-olam, utluya hargashat ha-inyan ha-nifla hazeh, b'midat ha-itbonenut shel kol ahad ve'ahad. And the same way the man required concentration, the same way the man required a person to look into what's happening, to what they're experiencing, food from heaven, a miracle of God, lechem min ha-shamayim, so too will be the messianic process. U'mi she'eino mitbonen b'viat ha-mashiach klal lo yargish ba me'uma. And a person who doesn't look into the messianic process will not taste anything, will not see anything. It won't be obvious to the person. God, please! We want to taste the man, we want to experience that which is happening in front of us in Yerushalayim. Let us see it because we're blinded. We're all familiar with the Pasuk in Devarei Hayamim. Lecha Hashem ha-gedula, v'ha-gevura, v'ha-tiferet, v'ha-netzach, v'ha-od. To you, Hashem, greatness, strength, splendor, eternity, glory. The Gemara teaches, brachot, v'ha-netzach. You know what eternity means? Lecha Hashem ha-netzach. Ha-netzach zo Yerushalayim. Jerusalem is the personification, is the embodiment of eternity, Netzach. If one is interested in the experience of Netzach, if one wants an experience beyond, the experience of experiences, Netzach zo Yerushalayim. Jerusalem is called Ir HaNetzach, the eternal city, because God's presence is there forever. It is the combination of Netzach, for it combines within it everything that was, everything that is, and everything that will be. The name of the city is connected to the name of God, of Havaya, of Yudkei Vavkei, because Yudkei Vavkei means was, is, will be. Yehezkel and Avid, the very last pasuk in Sefer Yehezkel, the very end of Yehezkel. V'shem ha'ir miyam. What's the name of the city? What's this new name of the city from that day on? Yud Kei Vav Kei Shema. Havaya Shema. The name of Yerushalayim is God is there. Why Yud Kei Vav Kei Shema? Because Havaya was, is, and always will be. And Yerushalayim is the city of Netzach. Our presence today here in Yerushalayim is part of the Netzach of Yerushalayim. Our presence is the fulfillment of the shouts and the cries and the joys and the dancing circles of all those Jews who said every Seder, they ended, it was the middle of the night. With all their strength, he said, the Shana Haba Yerushalayim. But not every one of them made it here. And after a whole day of praying on Yom Kippur, they would scream, they would sing, they would dance, L'shana Haba Yerushalayim. And you're here to testify that their prayers were answered. Hazei Tzion, Kiryat Moadenu, Einecha Tir'ena Yerushalayim, Nave Sha'anan, Ohel Vayitz'an, Vayisai Yitedotav L'Netzach, V'chol Chavalav Vayinateku. Behold Zion, the city of our festivals. Your eyes will see Yerushalayim, the tranquil abode. Yeshayahu teaches, the tent that will never be displaced, whose stakes will never be uprooted, and none of its ropes will be severed. Jerusalem will remove all of the pain of the past and replace it with all of the joy of the future. Ufduye Adonai Yishuvun. Uvaut Zion Birina V'simchat Olam Orosham Sason V'simcha Yasigu V'nasu Yagon V'anachah.